Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, April 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who you're broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's Independence Day celebrations.
Thousands of people attended Zimbabwe's Independence Day celebrations in Bulawayo today. This was the first time for the country to mark Independence Day outside of Harare since 1980.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa called for peace and unity in the country, noting that Zimbabwe's social and economic problems would be over if all citizens worked together.
Some opposition parties, which have over the years boycotted such events, were invited by the government. Some parties, like the Citizens Coalition for Change, led by Nelson Chamisa, were represented by a councillor and a parliamentarian.
Ngiwambe mahlabazulu njani lapho khona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo namhlanje ke uhlelo lwethu sikhuluma ngozibuse. Sewazijula umdlalo usuku lukazibuse esibonile khona ngale eBarberfield Stadium enkundleni enkulu koBulawayo ngemidlalo kulabantu kade bethakazelela uzibuse. Sibone umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ekhona ngale ke khuluma ukuthi abantu kumele phela bebambane ukuze kuthi kube lenkululeko kule Zimbabwe. Sibone njalo kulabanye kade besenza okutshiyeneyo abebutho bematsha njengakhona kwabajala ukwenza bambela sokuthi bangene stadium bayenze khonokho ukuthi baveze ubuciko babo kukhonokho ke ukuthi umsebenzi wabo uqhutshwa njani. Sibone njalo kulabanye akade betshaya ingungu, abanye begida, abanye besenza ke okutshiyeneyo njengakhonokho okujala ukwenziwa ngesikhathi se-independence. So ke sibonile njalo ke eGwanda bekulo mcimbi ofanayo le ndaweni ezinye ezijeneyo eZimbabwe lapho ke umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ubemelwe khona ama-resident ministers ezabelweni zonke. Siyabona ke ukuthi kulabanye sibili abathi uzibuse kakho eZimbabwe bathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lohulumente wakhe bakhahlameza uZulu. Siyakhumbula ukuthi waba lokhetho ngo-2018 ukhetho lwangkhona ke lwangani luyahlupha kakhulu bagcina kwakhe kuhanjiswa eMsterdam. So abantu bathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wangena esikhundleni ngendlela engayisiyo. So siyakhumbula njalo ukuthi kwaba lokudubulana lokunye okuthize abantu bafa sibili befela ukuthi befuna ukuthi kuphume impumela yokhetho kwaze wahanjiswa ke e-constitutional court ukuthi kuye lungisa udaba lolu. Khona ngale ke wakhulunywa ukuthi uMnangagwa nguye onqobileyo kukhetho. Kodwa ke ibandla le-MTC Alliance ngaleso sikhathi elalikhokhelwa nguNelson Chamisa lakuphikiswa konke lokhu lisithi kulobo ngundengunde obenziweyo. So ke sikhuluma nje ukuze kube namhlanje abakubandla eliphikisayo ele Citizens Coalition for Change bangani bakhangela umongameli njengomuntu ongani wangena esikhundleni ngendlela engayisiyo. Kodwa ke lamhla ke imavela sibethume abantu ababili khona ngalo ukhansela lomunye omele ijali lephalamende ukuthi baye emcimbini lo. So singazi ukuthi sebeguqule izenzo kumbe sokuhamba njani kodwa kuhambe njalo. So kunjalo ke imavela.
Ai watino kuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro zuva reIndependence kana kuti zuva rekupemberera kuzvitonga kuzere. Nhasi taona mabiko aya eIndependence achiitwa iwo kuBulawayo kekutanga kubvira nyika yawana kuzvitonga kuzere muna 1980. Taona zvakare pachiitiko apa paine nhumwa dzanga dziri kubva kubato kumapato anopikisa anosanganisira vari muPoland. Taona zvakare vamwe vakadai savana vamadhuku vanga variko. Taona muzvare Linda Tsungirai Masarira velead vanga variko navamonzora veMDCT kana kuti MDC Alliance tavaona variko zvakare. Tikaona zvakare bato reCitizens Coalition for Change richiwana iro richitumira nhumwa mbiri kuchiitiko ichi. Vanga vari kuti ivo pachiitiko chanhasi vatumira ivo nhumwa dzinova idzo kanzura nevamwe vari muparamende. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zvaitika kumabiko aya eIndependence aitwa kuBulawayo kekutanga. Tazoonawo zvakare paine mitambo yakadai sebhora tichiona masoja achifora. Tikaona police band ichiridza nezvimwewo zvakawanda zvanga zviri kuitika pachiitiko ichi. Tichange tiri kutarisa kuti Independence inorevei asi kune vamwewo vari kutaura ivo pari zvino hapana chavari kuwanikwa ivo vachipembera sezvo zvinhu zvakaoma munyika. Uyezve tichangobva kuviga chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe vaElvis Nyati vatakaona vachivigwa ikupera kwevhiki rino kuBulawayo. Gibbs.
Yeah, we've got our first guest, and that is Dr. Simba Mabaza. He is based in UK, so he belongs to the ruling ZANU-PF party, and today he's wearing yellow. So I don't know whether that yellow is part of ZANU-PF or he has defected, but I know that he has not defected. Dr. Mabaza, how are you?
I'm fine, Gibbs. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Very interesting, Geb. Very interesting outfit, you know?
I think people have been confused by this abuse of color by the CCC. This is our color. It is on our flag, on our national flag. It is again on our party flag. And the yellow represents the minerals we get in Zimbabwe. So, every Zimbabwean can put on yellow whenever they want to. This has nothing to do with CCC. CCC will try to sew as many colors as possible. But yellow remains an independent color for everybody. We should not be ashamed to put on yellow because it is our color.
It's starting. Yes, we understand that. So Independence Day today, Independence celebrations. What's your take on?
Yes, well, that Zimbabwe marked its 42nd Independence anniversary today, with the president presiding over the national celebrations in Bulawayo, which is the first time since independence. Since the devolution came into practice, the president decided to spread even all the national functions into towns, which means the next year will be in Mashingo, the other year will be in Mutare. So we'll be going in each and every town. It means independence is for every Zimbabwean wherever you are, not necessarily in Harare. Again, you'd find out that all along, we used to have independence celebrations in Harare, but every town would have their celebrations manned by their mayor or by the resident ministers in those areas. But because now we have got this listening president, the people's president, he now wants to go himself again into those towns and officiate over national programs to show that we are a united nation. And we are one country. We don't have rulings done in Harare, and we don't have things done outside Harare only. So we need to understand that. And as you can see, Comrade Mnangagwa said the main event in Bulawayo is a fulfillment of government's decision to decentralize the national celebrations, which are very, which is quite historic and extraordinary. We are pleased, and we are actually privileged, us, including you guys, to witness Zimbabwe decentralizing functions for the first time in 42 years. But enough about Bulawayo. Let's go to what we expect here today. Yes, for the past 42 years, we've had our successes, our struggles, our falls, pitfalls, and we rose. We are a story as Zimbabwe of people who have gone through the storm and out of the storm. We've understood to be peaceful in the moments of storm. Even if our ship is battered, we hold, the anger holds. As a result, you hear the president today talking about unity and unity and unity. And again, we have noticed that today, for the first time, a number of opposition parties joined the president and the people of Zimbabwe in celebrations. We want to applaud these political parties for their maturity. One, it shows that a national event is not a ZANU-PF event. It is for every Zimbabwean. And we are so grateful to have mature politicians like Ramon Zora, who had come in person, Comrade Maduku. We have CCC had sent three a member of parliament and some few councillors, and Comrade Wende was there. So you see, we have a lot of people who have come for these celebrations from different parties, even some small parties like the lead by Linda Masaira. They came, even one man parties, but they came as well. So in other words, we are saying every walk of our life in Zimbabwe was on its way to the to Bamako Stadium. Mm-hmm. We are grateful for that, and that it shows that we are now a mature country where the opposition and the ruling party come together for one reason only, the reason of celebrating our freedom, our independence, and our breaking free from the colonial powers.
Yes, my brother said, can you chip in there? Maybe.
Dr. Mavaza, so Tora quite a deep Iwa, Nastawana Maka, take a yellow sway independence. We as a Dofunga, Amainu, Jokora, Tamuz, Awe, Rachawa, what you want to write to Tora. Independence in already tichiona kuti nhasi taona iri kuitirwa kuBulawayo. Sei bato renyu rafunga kuita independence celebration kuBulawayo?
Chaitika ndechekuti mutungamiriri wehurumende nebato reZANU-PF raona zvakafanira kuti nyaya yekusununguka kweZimbabwe haingoitwa munzvimbo imwe chete yakaita seHarare. Inofanirwa kupatsanirwa ichiendawo nedzimwe nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzakaitawo sana Bulawayo, Gore rinouya tichiendawo kumasvingo, toenda kuGweru, tozoendawo kukwaMutare, nekuBhindura tichingoenda kwakasiyana siyana. Chikonzero ndechekuti independence haina kurwirwa nebato rimwe chete, yakarwirwa nevana vese veZimbabwe. Saka vamunangagwa vari kuedza kutiratidza kuti no, iwe neni tine basa, tine chekuita mukati meZimbabwe. Zuva ranhasi harisi zuva remabato, harisi zuva rekukambena, harisi zuva rekupopotera nekutuka vanhu, izuva rekutaura kuti ngatifarei nokuti akasununguka. Uyezve ndatsanangura mavhu kuti ruvara rupfumbu rwandakapfeka urwu ruri paflegi yedu yeZimbabwe, runoratidza kuti zvicherwa zvemunyika yedu zvinoita goridhe. Saka toti ruvara rwegoridhe ruri pamureza wedu zvakare weZANU-PF. Uyezve tati tikuzivise kuti ruvara urwu vetriplec vakaedza kuruba asi havakwanisi kurutora because ndirwe munhu wese weZimbabwe anogona kushandisa. Saka vakapfeka ruvara rwako rwakaita serupfumbu seurwu, hausi kuti uri munhu weTriplec, uri ngori munhu weZimbabwe anoziva kuti akagara tichiona ruvara rwakadai so kubva kare nakare. Kana muchida kuona pahuro paPresident Mnangagwa pakanyanya kuoneka nekuda kweruvara runenge ruri paruchira rwakaiswa muhuro metungamiriri wenyika. Pekupedzisira ndoda kuti tingoti patiri kupemberera makore makumi mana nemairi ekuzvitonga muZimbabwe, vapuresidendi vedu vataura kuti ngatisaitei kuti tipatsanuse vanhu, asi ngatidzidzei kubatana kana kuva vanhu vari pamwe chete vanorwira nyika yavo. Tisaite vanhu vanoti kana vachinge vaenda kunze kwenyika uko vatange kuparadzira mashoko ekutukirira nekushoresa nyika yeZimbabwe. Zuva ranhasi raratidza kuti seZimbabwe ngatibatane pamwe chete, ngatikanganwei hondo dzedu pazuva ranhasi, tibatane sevana vemunhu mumwe chete vanhu veZimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Before we go to Mr. Tsokora, let's take Bongi. Bongi, Ujan.
Yeah,
okay. Yes, I'm pretty cool. How's it going? Who's Buse Umbora Janma?
Mina, I'm going to put on a manche, we have running. So, yeah, what's with him? I'm trying to like us, Buse. I, he's a little in Juti, like us, Buse, and you're ranking at his name. Tell and Juti, like us, Buse, and you're writing.
Singatona ngokubona kwakho ubona ngani ukukhululekile yini kweZimbabwe kumbe akula nkululeko kume njani?
Heyi, lokho kwenkululeko singakulandela kakhulu. Angeke sikukwanise, so kumele sikwenzele ukuthi sibambane nje sonke nini. Ukuze kube nenkululeko eZimbabwe kumele sibambane singaxekelani phansi.
Ye, khuluma la ngesona, uyasikwanisa isona nxa ufisa ungene kunapho ngizwe ngani kumbe ukukhuluma isiTswana.
Angisazi sishona nyasizwa, angisazi.
Ye, so ke manje wena ubona kwakho kwini okwakwenziwa kucina seBotswana kodwa kulozibuze kweZimbabwe?
Kwakungela msebenzi, ngahamba sibile esikolweni, angizange ngaphumelela kahle kuform 4. Ngabona ukuthi ingcono ngezidingela umsebenzi kwele Botswana.
Ye, singathi usebenza umsebenzi obuhlungu kanganani, usebenza umsebenzi onjani? Nxa ngabatshela sithi bezwe esilabo khonapho umsebenzi olawo njalo kuhlupha kanganani, uyafisa njalo nokuthi ubuyele kweZimbabwe?
Yebo mpela nyafisa ukuthi mbuyele kwele Zimbabwe. Umsebenzi ongisebenzayo umsebenzi ezindlini, ngisebenza ama-India. Yeyi, ngiyasebenza sibili, ngisebenza ngena ngo-8 ekuseni, ngishayise ngo-5 ntambama, ngiphinde ngibuyele futhi ngo-8 ntambama. Hayi, kunzima sibili ngoba lokuthuka uyakuthuka lasemsebenzini wangikhona. Kodwa uyabungela plani, le mali yakuyihola yabe incane. So uyabungela ukuthi uzoyenzani ngoba abantwana baba befuna ukudla ekhaya.
Yes, siyawuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho Ntombenda lungayikhatshana. Mr. Tsokola, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much, Makadi Muri Zimbabwe yakatevera.
No, very well. Today we've got so many yellows. I should have turned my yellow as well. So Tsokola, your ugly has got a yellow color today.
I just like that we've managed to yellowize Muzukuru Wangu. Dr. Mabaza is now yellowized completely, and it's very good. Welcome, Dr. Mabaza. Welcome to the yellow family.
Yeah, so give us your take about independence celebrations.
Yes, I will answer a question that you haven't answered, that CCC attended the independence celebrations in Bulawayo today. I think we have always said that President Chamisa is the grandfather in the house. He's the father in the country. He has always been trying to reach out to ZANU-PF, to Emmerson Mnangagwa. You remember at one time he even wrote a letter so that they could be over the issues that are bedeviling our country. And that letter was never responded to. But when you hear ZANU-PF everywhere, they'll be saying President Chamisa is the one who is refusing dialogue in Zimbabwe. But look here what has happened. CCC leadership, our organizing secretary, Vachibaya, and the secretary general, S.G. Wende, attended the celebrations in Bulawayo, of course, at the request of President Chamisa. That just shows that it's a message to Zimbabweans that as CCC, we value what our liberators did, our forefathers and our foremothers. We value what the likes of Josiah Magamatongo Gara, Lookout Masuku, Dr. Mukabu Kongomo, and many others who died, who sacrificed for this struggle. That cannot be taken away. We appreciate what those people did. But of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are saying we are independent. Zimbabwe is not yet Uhuru. We continue to fight. That's why you heard President Chamisa talking about the fourth Chimurenga. We now need to ensure that we begin to realize the fruits of our what the likes of Tongo Gara died for. We need to get the land to the people. We need to ensure that Zimbabweans are economically free and they've got jobs. You see, you heard what my sister in Botswana was talking about, what she is going through. She is echoing the sentiments of millions others that are in the diaspora. We are not supposed to be in the diaspora if Zimbabwe is truly independent. We are suffering here. We are living as slaves. Our dignity has been stripped away from us. You saw how Elvis died in South Africa. That's not an indication of a nation that is independent. So we are not yet fully independent, and the fourth Chimurenga will be completed in 2023 when President Chamisa comes into power. But I think the nation of Zimbabwe, the people of Zimbabwe, including ZANU-PF itself, should be so happy and excited by what CCC did today, that they attended the independence celebrations. It shows maturity. It shows that you know, we agree with the people of Zimbabwe that Zimbabwe was freed, and that people died, blood was taken away, blood was shed for this country. But like I said, we do not agree with the way things have turned out. I think Dr. Mukabu Kongomo is turning in his grave that this is what he fought for, that this is the Zimbabwe that he fought for, together with Josiah Magamatongo Gara and many others. They must be very angry in their graves that this is what they died for, because it's not the Zimbabwe that they fought for.
Thank you very much. We also have Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Marvelous. Quiet. Then we go to Wonge. Quiet. Yes, Marvelous. Can you hear me? Yes, go
ahead. CCC. Yachinja. Zvavanga vari kumboita patai makore apfuura apo vaiti ivo havawanikwe vachirecognize mutungamiri wenyika vachinja here machinja here.
It's not recognizing. It's not recognizing. This is we have done this before. Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai used to attend some of these celebrations, and you also recognize that President Chamisa himself once attended an independence celebration at the National Sports Stadium. But it doesn't necessarily mean that we agree and we recognize Emmerson Mnangagwa as the president. We are there, we were there to celebrate the nation's independence. It really doesn't have anything to do with the leadership of Emmerson Mnangagwa. We have our differences, and we have put them out there, but if it is a national day, it is a national day. We go and celebrate those that died for this struggle, those that shed blood for this struggle. We cannot ignore that.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's go to Ubaba Nhlanhla Moses Ncube. Baba Ncube, siyabonga ukuhlelo
kwakho. Siyabonga njani.
Siyabonga kakhulu, baba. So akutsho ukuthi unibona njani uzibuse ezibaba?
Uzibuse eZimbabwe asilaye. Asilaye uzibuse asilayo inkululeko. Abantu abangabe bele inkululeko lozibuse ngabezani. Ukuze uzizwe ukhululekile uba yizanu, njalo ube yizanu elesikhundla. Kodwa ke labo vele kabakhululeka ngokuya ngapi, ngoba abakukhulumayo kumele baqale balalele ukuthi khona abakhulu babo bafuna ukuthi bathini. So ke kuyize ukuthi kukhulunywe ngenkululeko. Ikakhulu kwelakithi eMathebeleni leMidlands, yikho lapho kuthe khona nxa kuphuma uSmith ebulala abantu. Obe kunganeno ke kube sokungena ke kuthiwa kulozibuse kusuka lapho kubulawa abantu bakithi bayaqedwa. So ke mina vele nxa kukhunywa kuthiwa kule independence umbe kuthiwa kulomcimbi okhona, kuyabe kungumcimbi owezanu. Kimi kufika engqondweni ukuthi ngikhumbule ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo singabantwana abancane esaba exposed kukho. So ke ngaleyo ndlela angeke umuntu okhuluma ngeindependence la ngokukhululeka ngumuntu oklolodayo ozositshengisa ukuthi yena uyakholisa, uyagiya, uyaqolotsha thina sisidla inqoqo zomlomo sibulewe, umnotho wakithi ungekho, imfundo ingekho, ngendaba yenkululeko yaleyo kwathiwa yinkululeko, kodwa kuyinkululeko mphumphulu. Siyabonga.
Yeah, so akufani ngasikhiwa khonokho wakhuluma ngakho.
Yes, to me and a lot of people from Matebele, when you talk about independence, it's a joke, because there is no independence, there is no freedom that is there in Zimbabwe. You have got to be ZANU-PF for you to feel some semblance of being free. You have got to be ZANU-PF. It's either you are an official, but it doesn't also guarantee that you are fully free. You are only free in the eyes of the world, just pretending. So for us, it is an insult for anyone to say they are celebrating, dancing Kongonya, saying that there is freedom. Because if there was freedom, we would genuinely be free, and we wouldn't be scattered all over the world. We would be in our country. So when we see people that are saying they celebrate independence, it is an insult to us for anyone to claim that there is celebration of independence. When you come to Papa Fields there, you are reminding us of those rallies that were actually steering violence in my Matebele land, where people were being killed after independence. And the killings were even worse than before independence. Some of us, we were young, but we could discern what was happening. So this month, when it comes, for us, it's a month of weeping, a month of remembering our subjugation, exploitation, slavery, as it were. Thank you.
Yes, siyabuzwa kakhulu ke siye kumama uBongi. Bongi uyabuzwa abantu akhuluma. Kulabanye bathi independence isikhathi esihle kakhulu eZimbabwe, kube labanye bathi hayi independence ungana kula lutho. Wena khona ngapho ke eBotswana la uyatsho ukuthi ngani ngani into zokuhambele kahle. So ke wena ukubona njani ukuthi kuzahamba njani uze wena uthi sokune independence kwele Zimbabwe? Ngena khonapho ke Bongi, ngiphosela kumama.
Hey, mina ukuze ngibone ukuthi kusokule independence yeZimbabwe ukuthi sibone lathi mina ngihlala eplant sibone lathi ngapha sisuke lapha lathi sesigithi ngapha eZimbabwe sokulokuthula sokule misebenzi so sesikwazi nje lathi kuba free nje elizweni lethu sesikwazi ukuthi ngangcono ngibuye ngizoba ngumade eZimbabwe hayi la elizweni labanye abantu. Kuzi lapho uyabubizwa ngamabizo ngamagama amanye angayisiwo enothathelwa phansi impela ukuthi ayi umuntu mayefuna ukukubhadala imali singakubhadala noma 100 pula mayefuna umsebenzele sibili kodwa ke ngoba asila plan siyayithatha le 100 pula ngoba abantwana bafuna ukudla asila plan.
Yes, siloba kwezano lapha akumtshele sibili ukuthi kuyini okwakwenza ukugcina usuke eBotswana. Nguhulumende ongenza ukuthi ube nemisebenzi kumbe wagcina wazihambela nje. Akumtsheli. Silaye lapho baba uMabaza. Qhubeka mama.
Mina ngasuka ngisiza ngapha eBotswana ngoba uhulumende wethu engenandaba nathi, akalandaba nathi yena vele. Angazi ukuthi indaba engenandaba lathi. But ngasuka nje ngaze eBotswana ngoba engenandaba nathi, akula misebenzi, akula lutho nje elizweni lethu. Alukho lutho olukhona. So ukusuka kwami ngapho ukuthi ngibuye ngapha ngizozabalaza lami zabalazela abantwana kwakungela ukuthi ngizothini because abantwana bazifuna ukudla.
Ye, so siyakuza kakhulu bamba khonapho uthi ngiye kubaba uMabaza angahambi kwabanye ubambe khonapho Bongi ungakashani. So Dr. Mabaza ke kodwa Lady Bongi who says she left Zimbabwe because of the bad economic situation and is now working in Botswana where she's a domestic worker. She says it would rather be better for her to be in Zimbabwe working as a domestic worker than in Botswana because there, you know, they are being treated like slaves, you know, literally. So she says it's because the government isn't doing much back in Zimbabwe to transform the economy. So speak about that. I'll give you a minute. Then we go to Mr. Bongani Dube. So, Dr. Mabaza, right, sir.
Thank you. Really, I understand Bongi's predicament, but she explained to you that she did not do very well in her O-levels, and that is the reason why she decided to go to Botswana, because she could not get a job, which was
her explanation is, since she didn't do well, she was going to be a better domestic worker in Zimbabwe, like being a domestic worker in Botswana, because the government isn't doing much to transform the economy, so that Mr. Mabaza can hire domestic workers.
No, I need you to understand what the president said today. I can quote word to word. He said, let us not grow tired, but keep marching forward with joy and great optimism, determination, zeal, and focus on unity, peace, and freedom. He says the good times, they lie ahead of us. Yes, the 42 years we've had, it was a journey which had its own difficult times, including sanctions and other things. Zimbabwe has been really battered by a number of economic problems. We cannot say that our economy is the best. No, it's not. We cannot stand up here and say everybody in Zimbabwe is happy economically. No, we are not. But we are peaceful, and we have got peace in the country. Yes, the problems have been there, but it is wrong to say the government has not been helping. The government has been helping. The government has been trying. We've got so many jobs now coming up, and the more economic production which is required in Zimbabwe, we are seeing it now. And the government has remained unwavering in its commitment to create opportunities in agriculture, in mining, manufacturing, tourism, and infrastructures, healthcare, education, science, and we can say the list is long. And as Zimbabweans at home and abroad, we should not be scared to come back home and start something. We don't only have to be employed. We have to employ ourselves. We have to create our self-employment. Zimbabwe is we are hoping this year to have at least adequate grain harvest, despite the rains which came late. And once we have got those grain, the harvest is adequate. We do not have suffering, we don't have that hunger which other countries suffer from. So yes, we are not happy abroad where people are. We rather be home, because home is best. But it is not the reason of our party. It is the reason of the parties which are Sekou Chokora, I can tell you best, those who have been asking for sanctions, those who have been putting Zimbabwe into a collision with economy, those who have been putting the government into a bad name, not because it is bad, but because we have got people who are fighting the goodness of the country. But I was saying from the beginning, today is our Independence Day, not to talk about the individual political parties. And again, we are free. It is wrong. Let me answer this one before you take the mic from me. It is wrong for Nube to say that you are not free unless you are ZANU-PF. It is a short-mindedness. He has a very short mind and he has to be helped. You are free because you are Zimbabwean. You don't have to be ZANU-PF to be free. You have to be Zimbabwean to be free. There are very rich people in Zimbabwe who are not ZANU-PF. There are very free people in Zimbabwe who are not ZANU-PF. So being ZANU-PF does not mean you are free. Being ZANU-PF, it means you know the best party to support. But you have to work towards a better life for yourself. Don't wait for the government to come and work for you. It's not the duty of the government to work for you. It's you who should work for the government.
Thank you very much. What is missing? Ubaba Ubongani Dube. Ubaba Dube, sa homgela kuhlelo. Othi gaga lawe khonapha kulabantu abaningi simile kuzwa. Ngena khonapha Dube.
Siyabonga Ubaba Dube. Nje bengenela kuzolalela kodwa senza phosa amabili amathathu.
Yeah, phosa baba.
Mina ngizakhuluma ngoZibuse. UZibuse asinaye and two. Into engizayisho ma abantu bethi khona uzibuse ngwabo kuzana uPF ubaba engayali engazathi short minded so ba right kakhulu ma besithonja because thina lapho esiphuma khona uzibuse asikamtholi now Mr. Duba I've got 48 years now angaze ngisebenze mina eZimbabwe ngiyazi payslip now ma engabuyela sendle 50 years noma icompany engangiqhatha yipi and two kungathathwa ngokuthi khona sithi lizwe le 42 years then kube sokuzothathwa kuthiwa njengoba umna angagwe sengenile sokuthathwa ngathi kuthiwa ngu-phase 2 lokho kufana nje ekuqaleni noma engenile bengacathi ngakho ukuthi bona behlulekile abantu bagcwele indawo zonke ungathi umuntu ukhululekile mayigcwele indawo zonke singaphuma ngelizweni ngana abantwana bethu abafundanga baningi abantu abafundisa abantwana ezikolo baningi abantu abafundisa abantwana ezikolo abantu laba bengafundanga bona ngokwabo kuqala kodwa befisa ukuthi abantu babo bebe ngcono kulaleso simo bona abayiso sona so ma besithi uzibuse abanaye umqondo wabo awukho shoti babo lokuzena sikuthi umqondo wabo umfishane muntu umqondo wabo bakhuluma ngento abayibonayo bakhuluma ngiyafisa ukuthi bona abakholi bezana uPF ngani bangena ku-community, we want the community yona, iphila njani, ihlupheka kungakanani, but bona bakhuluma besemahofisini, abakwazi ukuthi kuhamba kanjani. Lelokuzende independence yena leyade beyicelebrator, bathethe imali, banikana ku-catering, banikana ku-deco, banikana ngaphi, banikana, akula ukuthi khona, babefika njengokuthi isizalwane seZimbabwe, umuntu lo uyenza kahle. Akula muntu abamnikezayo ukuthi khona thatha le into njengoba utsenza kahle ukuthi wena ukuphi kuyiphi iphathi akusebenzi imali idliwa yibo ukuthi mina njengesizalwane sakhona phana angeke lokuze ngiyakhuluma ngimele abantu abangasebenziyo vele kunzima kakhulu impilo yalaphana asikhululekanga sisesabaleka emakhaya siyafa emazweni siphila kabuhlungu emazweni sibhataliswa irent siyasebenza imali yangkhona iphelele erentini uthole i-R200 uyihambise ebantwaneni ukuthi be-survive kubuhlungu kakhulu babuDube asikhululekanga noma engathi siyakuhlanganisa ama-issues kodwa kugcina kuchaphazele kokunye because kwini ikukhululeka kodwa ngani sikhuluma ngokuthi sikhululekile ngani bonke abantu basebenza ekhaya ngani bonke abantu bayajabula basekhaya ngama-holiday mina ngitshela ukuthi ndezihlobo engazigcinayo I think le 15 years engakaze ngizibone engakaze ngidlala ikhisimusi lazo So uyabona into enjengayena le ungathi ngikhululekile kodwa ngiyafisa ukuthi kube njalo mangisiya kizo which means SID ne1 kuyama so okungakho ukuthi khona khona abantu sesikhuluma iqiniso dube like abantu bemathebeleland abantu abakhululekanga bona abavume nxa uyabona uma umuntu yokusola babudube ukhuluma ngokuthi lungisa iphutha manje wena ungayenza inkani uthi khona khona ulungisa iphutha ukuthi wena afuna ukugxekwa wena uyenza lokho wena okwenzayo ngiyabonga babudube
yes yaba kakhulu ke uthi sizwe udube ukuthi uthini sihayi ku utonda sokora so Mr. Ncube so Mr. Ncube you heard Mr. Mabaza saying maybe you've got a short memory can you respond there then we go to Mr. Tonda Sokora.
Yes, that actually shows the insensitivity that Mabaza and his organization are having. Because this is what he tells us and everyone, that we do not have independence. We do not have freedom. We have got people who will lie until they believe their lies to be true. Dr. Mabaza knows very much that he is misrepresenting facts. He should allow us to say what we have experienced in Zimbabwe and what we are continuing to experience today. Right now, in his right mind, he wants to believe that there is a new dispensation in Zimbabwe. That is a hoax. It's not. We are having people that were there in 1980. So we cannot be fooled to think that when Mabaza is just saying his romantic story from Shakespeare's fairy tale, he brings it here. He wants people to believe that. We are suffering. That is a fact. We experience that. That is a fact. And to say that somebody failed O-levels, how many people are having those O-levels, A-levels, diplomas, degrees, etc.? Even people that are having doctorates, like Dr. Mabaza, what are they doing? We are having those people in Kai. People that are having master's degrees, they cannot work. And you cannot tell everyone that they should be a business person. Where does that happen? People have got various fields where they should be. People like Mabaza, they are working. And these politicians are at work, they are earning a salary. But they are busy telling other people to do business. That is misplaced. It shows the lack of foresight that is in these people. He should be the one, the first person, to admit that things are not right in the country. With or without sanctions, there is nothing that is happening. Smith had sanctions. We even had the AVM pass being manufactured in Zimbabwe during Smith's time. What are they doing today? The bills they are these about to command what? Command agriculture, command nonsense, things that don't work. So we cannot be listening to somebody trying to fool us. The Buhle is suffering in Botswana. I feel pity for her. I'm in her situation as well. We need the responsible leaders. Leaders that will listen to people to say, we are stuck. We don't have the brains. What can be done? There is lots of people in Zimbabwe who can change that country. We are having people who don't have a clue. Mabaza and the company, they are just calling themselves doctors. I don't know what kind of doctors. Doctors that listen to owls during the night, hooting omens that are not useful to anyone. We don't need that. We don't have independence in Zimbabwe. Even those that were dancing Kongonya, they are just dancing, wasting time. They should be sitting down to say we need a development planning. People that understand the development, not people that just went to the war. If you carry a gun, then you become somebody who will be our savior. It doesn't work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Marvelous.
I want to say simple. Apotanga trukuns, Wamnyarikani vedu, Varkutivo, Varkutsa Manisha, Taubana, Dr. Mabaza, Tiwa, Vasku, Ranashu. I see the gate in Bonswa. Kuvakuna Sabile Dewa, we Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence. Anga Dokinda Mchirongwa, but Network Zimbabwe, I speak to Shakanaka Saka, the gate in Zwe, Charbuta, Europa, and Sorpenia, Yuzvara Nasi.
Zuva Independence Kwatiri se organization inoshanda nemadzimai ada kupinda ma leadership positions. Izuva rakatikoshera rinotipa nguva yekukudza nekucelebrate madzimai vechidiki nevanasikana vakazvipira kuenda kunorwisa hondo vachirwira hondo yechimurenga. Zvinhu zvanga zvisina kupfava kuti vechidiki vanosiya chikoro, vakadzi vanosiya dzimba vachienda kunobatsirana nevarume vachirwira hondo yerusununguko. Asi takatarisa izvezvi 42 years later, zvinhu zvizhinji zvakarwirwa nemadzimai aya zvisati zvazadziswa. Sezvamuri kungoona madzimai Zimbabwe yese anongobata zvinzvimbo zveleadership zvakaita sekuita macouncillors, maMPs, maschool development committees, mayouth center committees. Nyika yese tingori pa15%, izvo zvinopikisana nezvinotaurwa neconstitution. Handifunge kuti vasikana nemadzimai akaenda kuhondo akarwira kuti vanhu vazvarire mumba, kuti vana vakure vasina zvitupa, vasina mabirth certificate. Vanoda kupinda munyaya dzematongerwo enyika, madzimai achirohwa, achishungurudzwa, achibatwa zvibharo. Hatifungi kuti ndizvo zvakarwira vana veZimbabwe. So tinoramba tichingoshuvira kuti zvakarwirwa nemadzimai nevasikana muhondo yechimurenga zviwanikwe zvichiiswa pamberi, zvichisusukidzwa kuti tese tizofarawo. Stavilidewa, Executive Director of Women's Academy for Leadership and Political Excellence, Wabe.
Yeah, thank you for that. Marvelous. So let's go to Mr. Tawanda Tsokora. So Mr. Tsokora, I think we've heard Mr. Mavasa saying the government is trying its best, you know, to transform the economy and make Zimbabwe better than what it is today. So what's your take on that? Mr. Tsokora?
I think it's an embarrassment to ZANU that their mouth comes and claims that the situation is better in Zimbabwe, that Emmerson Mnangagwa has created jobs in Zimbabwe. That's to the contrary. There is no job that Emmerson Mnangagwa has created. When he came in, you heard him crying out loud, jobs, 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 jobs. But we have not seen any job that is created by the NPF government. In fact, we've seen more companies moving away from Zimbabwe, and more companies being closed down, leaving hundreds of thousands, you know, jobs in Zimbabwe. If you look at the statistics, the numbers do not lie. On Google, you know, you see that 85% of Zimbabweans are not employed today. It means that only 15% those who are in civil service, and those that are in there, including doctors, nurses, they are underpaid and overweight. You see a doctor as little as 300. We have seen that if you benchmark that against what other SADC countries are paying their doctors, health workers, it becomes a shame that we even that a salary to someone who is trained for 7 years. So Dr. Mavasa to come here and even try and say that the situation is better in Zimbabwe is an embarrassment, not an insult to the 5 million Zimbabweans that are outside the country. If there was any form of jobs in Zimbabwe, we'd be having 5 Zimbabweans in the country. We don't want to be here. We want to be in our country, but we are here because there's nothing in Zimbabwe. So that's why we continue to say, "Are not yet who we are not independent." The things that our forefathers and our mothers fought for have not yet been realized. One of the key things that we fought for the liberation struggle that sparked Murenga 1, Umvikelo 1, Chimurenga 2, Umvikelo 2 was the land issue. But how many people, how many Zimbabweans benefited from that land program? We have ZANU-PF and their colleagues owning 2, 3, 4 farms, and everyone else is still away. So we haven't realized what our forefathers, what all those comrades fought for and died for. And that's why we should continue as Zimbabweans to fight for taxation and ensure that Zimbabweans have got jobs, Zimbabweans are going to decent schools, and in our hospitals we have medicine, we have equipment, we have everything that we find in other countries, Mozambique, in Zambia, in South Africa, you know, things that are at par with us. So let's continue to fight, and the biggest fight that we have now is to ensure that people go and register to vote, and we all turn out en masse in 2023 to remove this government.
Yes, thank you very much. Let's turn to Bongi, our other guest that is in here, and Bongi is working in Botswana. Bongi, zwile lapha ke umabaza. Esithi ngcono usidingele umsebenzi. Ngcono ukhande umsebenzi ubuye ezibabo. Kambe kuyenzakala khonokho xa sikhangele wena.
Kwenzakale lokho ngoba loba ngaze ngidinga umsebenzi noma ngaze ngifuna ukuzothengisa. Leleyo mali yethu eZimbabwe ayithengi kwamanye amazwe. Bazofika bethenge ngayo ngapho. Ngingathenga ngayo sokumele ngiyenzeni mina. So kumele ngihlale phansi. Ayikho into engizoyiwoda khona ngapho ekhaya ngaleyo mali. So asikho isidiyo sokuthi ngivule ibhizinisi ngibuye ekhaya. Kuzokufana lokuthi ngiyadlala nje. Angeke ngithi ngibuya ngizothengisa izinto zami zithengwe ngamambeni kuthiwa ama-RSTG. And then RSTG alithengi ngitsho la kuliphi ilizwe lithenge ekhaya kuphela. So I think they have to kufaka lathi imali yethu engathi levalu ezakwazi ukuthenga kwamanye amazwe. Lathi ukuze sikwazi ukuthi siwode kwamanye amazwe sibuye sizothengisa kithi engcembe singaphila impilo engcono.
Kodwa kuyenzakala yini ukuthi kuphilwe impilo engcono? Kuyini ongakukhuthaza ukuthi uhulumende akwenze bonke? Kuna kubona kwakho.
Mina into engicela kakhulu yimali njengathi levalu. Ukuthi beyenze la imali engakwazi ukuthenga kwamanye amazwe. Yiko kungathi maybe kungathi nceda lalo bathabe sibhoda jumper siyenzani. But at least ke kule mali yethu lathi abantu abazosihlonipha ngayo. Ngoba lapha kwamanye amazwe bazabe sitshela ukuthi lisebenzisa imali yethu. Ye kwathini kwathini vele babekhuluma into eziningi. So sabe singela lathi ukuthi singathini.
Ye siyawuza kakhulu Bongi. Ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So Dr. Mabaza, what Bongi is saying is that Zimbabwe should fix the economy. Like, you know, the money that is being used, the currency that is being used right now, RTGS and others, says you cannot use that in any other country except Zimbabwe, you know? So opening up a business is something that is very difficult for her in her position. So she says, understand her very well that she is in a fix right now. So what's the best way for Bongi going forward?
Just to understand one point, the first point we need to all understand is every country's money does not work in another country unless the country is allowed to do so. The Botswana pula does not work in Zimbabwe, does not work in South Africa either. You cannot buy with a British pound in America. So every country, its own money works in its own country. So Bongi must understand that Zimbabwean RTGS only works in Zimbabwe. So she has to come to Zimbabwe to do that.
The rand, the pula, they work in Zimbabwe, right?
No, no. It's because we have adopted a multi-currency. But any other country which does not have multi-currency, they only use their own currency. So we cannot say Zimbabwe and RTGS does not buy in Botswana. Yes, it is because Botswana does not have multi-currency. Even pound, even US dollar does not work in Botswana. If you want to use that money, you go through the foreign exchange rules of that country. So the fact that the RTGS cannot buy anything outside the country, that is the purpose of monetary policies the world over. So we cannot then want Zimbabwe to do those wonders. But what I was saying is I'm going to respond to Mr. Nubefest, who was shaking with anger in his own confusion. We must understand that Zimbabweans abroad, they must have a sacred obligation and a responsibility to build their nation, not to castigate their own country. They must have an abundant zeal to love their country, to protect their country, to talk good about their country, and to come up with ideas to develop the country. The country cannot be developed by being angry and just saying we are not free because of A, B, C, D, which is nonsense. Zimbabweans, we must know, like what the president said today, that by 2023, Zimbabwe is on a course of achieving over $12 billion in mining industry only. And that means by next year, there will be a lot of jobs for Bongi, a lot of jobs for Jokora who wants to go home, a lot of jobs for people who want to go home. Yes, jobs are there. We are creating them. Yes, let me tell you, the world has become a global village. Here in England, Zimbabweans are not the majority. The Nigerians are the majority, but they are the richest in Africa. Both South Africa, Zimbabweans, they are believed to be the majority because they do all the jobs they want to do. But the majority migrants in South Africa are Nigerians. But Nigerians are not suffering like what we say. So every world, every country you go to, there is a foreigner. The world is now meeting together everywhere because we have become a village, which is called a global village. So it is not a proof of bad governance of Zimbabwe that everybody in every country tries to go wherever they think, because the grass is always greener that other side. And that does not mean your side is not green. And again, it is not the right thing to simply think that if you can't get a job, it is because the government is not giving me a job. There are so many people who can come and start jobs. You can, when we say start, be self-employed, we are not simply saying come and sell. The problem we have, most of us, is we think business is to sell and buy. There are so many things we can do. We can start business. She, Boni, is already equipped. She can come back home and start a business of cleaning into the houses, asking people to bring their children to his house and look after her house and look after them. She can start a cleaning company. She has already had experience of that in Botswana. So she can do it when she's a master of herself. When people come to her and pay her, when people leave their children at her house, when people come and say, Boni, can you clean our house? She can clean 10 houses a day and make so much money. That can be done. We can be innovative as Zimbabweans. We don't just sit down and wait for government to do something. It is a shame that we have got a budding party like CCC with a big man like Sekou Toure here, who believes just they have to be spoon-fed by government. Everybody in the world is not employed by his government. Some people are employed by private companies. Some employ themselves. Some employed by their parents. We can go and make Zimbabwe work by being home. And do exactly what can be done, which is legal. We don't have just to go home and wait in a queue for the government to give us a job. Government have got some areas which they can employ you. There are some areas which they cannot employ you, so you have to be employed by private companies. You can employ yourself by other countries who run their businesses in our countries. And as we have said to you, that the mining sector alone is going to bring us about 12 billion by 2023. And look at that. Recently, our country, we assumed the vice chairmanship of both Kimberley Process Certification, talking about diamonds, and we will be the chairs of this by 2023. And still, it means our diamonds are now getting into the market. So we are going to be having more fortunes coming up to Zimbabwe now. And what we are saying is, this is all because of the cleverness, because of the astute wisdom of our president, Emmerson Mnangagwa. So what we are saying is, by 2023, all these problems will be gone. And vote for ZANU-PF. Look up to ZANU-PF. This independent must tell you that 42 years, we put a full stop. From next year upwards, ZANU-PF must be given a chance to show that we can be better than what we were wrong.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. Let's bring in some people who are actually at Baba Fist Stadium just to hear their views on some of these things that people are talking about here.
Mandlovu, ndingangena ukuthi inkinga abanese libhekane nayo lifika lapha eBaba Fields Stadium.
Hayi, le nkinga ungangeni phakathi lemfuzo obukela ibhora zikaChane Gwane.
Senator Khalfani Fuke, Senator wabobulawayo, ngize lapha njengobusazi ukuthi ilizwe lethu selile minyaka engu-42. Manje ngithi ngizozwa ukuthi uMongameli usiphatheleni ngayo le 42. Sengizwile abantu esitrajeni bethu kunzima, badonsa khadlalana. Manje ngithi ngizwa ukuthi uMongameli yena uthi isolution yokudonsa kwabantu nzima kanje ikuphi, uzoyenza njani?
Ndithini ngokuyehluleka kokungena kwabantu phakathi?
Ukuhluleka kokungena kwabantu phakathi kubonisa ukuthi abantu abayenze le nto bebengakwazi lokuthi abantu bazoba baningi, bazoyenza njani abantu uma sebebaningi. Sebevalela abantu phandle, ngihamba le-ZDC khona la, i-ZDC la isivaleliwe phandle. So kuthiwa gate to gate, umuntu engihamba layo ngumuntu obheka i-signal. I-signal ingawa kutho ukuthi ikhanti yonke ayisozibone ukuthi kwenzakalayo.
Ibizo lesifomo
mina ngothula lokasiziba mama.
Baba Siziba, ndingantshela ukuthi dumo banele ibhekane nabo ngesikhathi lizothakazelela uzibuse lapha ewayinge Baba Fields Stadium.
Okay, inkinga ekhona ngi. Inkinga ekhona becabanga ukuthi mina sizochakazela uzibusa ngithi. But uzibusa wangkhona ngalo uyabuswa, akuthongi uzibuse, uyabuswa yena uzibusa wakhona. So hayi, manje siyafika ngoba nasitshelwanga isikhathi sokuthi kumele sifike isikhathi bani sizokwenzani, senzeni angithi. But manje sokuzima ukuthi nasingene ngapha. Singene stadium or celebrate lelo birthday lelizwe. Elelizwe silitshelwa ukuthi li-birthday, but kulibona kwakhona ukuthi i-birthday sibona nzimanzima. Ungathi kuthanda ukuba nzima ngoba manje anti sithi sizokholisa ngithi. But manje sibalelwa phansi ngobani abaphakathi, ngabangapha abaphakathi, bavela ngapha abaphakathi, babisiwe
ngabakhona ba
babisiwe balesiwe. So hayi kabi, akunandlala
lapha,
akwenzakala okwenzakalayo, yikho kukhona, akunanto esingayenza.
So those are some of the people, marvelous, that wanted to get inside Papa Fish Stadium, but they didn't manage to do so. And most of them, they were saying they'd gone there to watch the Highlanders. They're not talking about independence. One of them, when he was asked about independence, he ignored the question altogether. So it meant that there could be some challenges here and there. So let's bring in Mr. Tsukora and then Mr. Ngobe, then we'll conclude our shows. Gentlemen and ladies, we're going to give each one of you only 1 minute to answer this question. Is it okay for Zimbabweans to celebrate independence? Mr. Kura, go ahead. 1 minute in English, 1 minute in Shona. I'm telling you.
Again, tangenda anda pindura zvataurwa navamavaza. Tingaregera mavaza vachiuya kuzonyepera vanhu pano. Ndanyara ndichiona mavaza vachitsatsarika kuda kuvhara zvataurwa navomi kuti mari yeZimbabwe aitenge aina zvainokwanisa kuita. Iwo vanga vachitaura kuti rand arikwanise kutenga kusouth kuamerica kana kuunited kingdom. Manyepo, rand rako katakura unoenda naro kuuk, wopinda mubhanga, wotopiwa mari imomo mapounds, wototanga kushandisa. Izvi hazvisi zvimwe chete nepepa redu rinonzi bond. Rinenge ratofanana nepepa remutoiret, nokuti kana wapinda naro muamerica ukapinda naro muunited kingdom, haukwanise kuenda mubhengi uchinopiwa mari inoshanda kuti ukwanise kutenga. Saka vamavaza ngavaregedze kuya vachinyepera vanhu. And he also,
yes, used, and then my question,
and then he also used the word nonsense on Triple C and on the citizens of Zimbabwe. What is nonsensical, Dr. Mavaza, is a government that is looting people's resources, is a government that gets millions of dollars from donors from Europe, from America, from the United Kingdom, to put money in hospitals, and then they loot. That is what is nonsensical. And then coming to your question, yes, we will celebrate independence just for the part that people died for it. You know, people like Josiah Magama, Tongo Gara, Joshua Ngomo, and many others that shed their blood for this independence. But we will not celebrate what is there right now, because there is no independence at all. We are not independent. People who are 5 million people who are outside Zimbabwe will tell you that they are not independent.
And
the 10 million people that are in Zimbabwe, that are suffering in Zimbabwe, will also tell you that they are not independent.
If you give a politician a mic and then you say 1 minute, it's going to be 2 hours. So
we are not yet.
Mr. Ngobe, I'm official. 1 minute.
Yes. Thank you, Mavaza, and his party should provide the 2 million jobs that were promised in 2018. I would say it is okay to celebrate independence for those who are free and independent. It will be okay for them to do that. But for those like me who are not free, who are not independent, it will be foolhardy for us to celebrate our own demise. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Bohan Dube.
Thank you.
Kuma independence. Mufishani, 10 seconds.
I mean independence, ngithi ayikho babuDube, no.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Thank you very much, Mr. Mabaza. Celebrating independence, good idea, bad idea. 10 seconds.
It is a good idea. It shows that we are Zimbabweans. It brings our Zimbabweanship and being Zimbabwean. And every person celebrates his birthday. So our nation must celebrate its independence. And we must celebrate it together with the party which has been ruling us since independence, because it's the best party ever.
Thank you very much, Dr. Mavaza. On that note, we come to the end of the program today. We wish to thank all our guests today. That is Dr. Mavaza, Dr. Mr. Tsukora, Miss Bongi, Bongani Dube, and Tanta Moses Dube, Nube. Sorry, Mr. Nube. Signing off is Kip Dube in Maryland, saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, here in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.